Should give a countdown, and then after that, we're live. Steve, do you want to be the host?
Yep, we're live on. Well, where's the countdown at?
It might be. It's still buffering, I think.
I think we're live on put this in your ear hole page. We are.
Says we're live now.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's, there it goes. All right, Steve, go ahead and bring us together here.
Welcome to the Put This In Your Ear Hole podcast. I'm your host, DJ Left Eye Len, joined by Dumpster Fire Dad and Pittsburgh Steely. If you guys want to give a quick background about yourselves, have at it.
Good, DFD.
DFD. Well, some of y'all might know me from my page. It's an internet meme share, shit poster, comedian.
You know that fucking memer. Come on.
The memer. Jeffrey Memer.
Jeffrey Memer. Trying to make 2025 the biggest year yet with more exposure. So I'll be exposing myself everywhere I can this year. So
damn, did he? Okay.
Oh.
Fucking the new Skip Bayless on our show. All right, yeah, PGH Steely. Obviously, you guys know me if you know Steve, most likely. Also, serial memer, as DFD said. Gold Lot Deviant, you know, just out there at the Steeler games and the tailgate lots, tearing it up. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're just here for exposure. Can't wait to expose ourselves.
Oh. We're getting real, real into the Diddy jokes here. So,
slippery slope.
I'm DJ Left Eye Len. You might see me out at bars, whatnot. I'm a DJ, game streamer, avid golfer. I like to say I'm a part-time streamer, part-time golfer, full-time shit talker.
Yeah, that's fitting.
Very fitting.
It's great to have a hobby.
Or broadcast.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So we were talking, we want to discuss what all went down in 2024. I guess where we could start off with is Mr. P. Diddy and everything going on there.
So with everything that happened with him, you know, he does all that shit, the baby oil, the fucking grown men, women, dogs, whatever the kids. Fuck walk past him at the party.
Justin Bieber, the dude
takes off, leaves the country. He's on a fucking island somewhere. Why in the fuck did he come back?
That's a good question.
And then he was just hanging out in Central Park.
I think it's more of a he didn't think he had anything to hide, so he was like, "Fucking, I'm coming back." But obviously, they found some shit when they ransacked his.
Because they found fucking pallets of baby oil.
Yeah.
Not like a case. Like
it was
40 cases.
How many bottles was it? It was over 1,000.
They were saying it was like 1,000.
1,000 bottles, right? Yeah.
1,000 bottles of baby oil. What do you do with that much baby oil?
I heard he's doing a prison production of Diddler on the Roof.
Break out a Diddler Block 2.
But like, you don't hear anything about it anymore?
No, it's gone really quiet.
Why do we not hear anything about Garth Brooks anymore?
We don't hear anything about that either.
Yeah, that got swept under the rug pretty fast.
Yeah. Was that who was it? It was like his makeup artist or his hair person?
I think it was
his hair.
I thought it was hair.
Yeah, it's hair.
It's the same thing that just happened. You know, I made the Skip Bayless joke. He just yesterday or this morning, whatever it was, you know, they're reporting that he offered his hairstylist $1.5 million to sleep with him.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. All these celebrities. Yeah. But like, even that news came out about Jay-Z, and then he was seen at the Mufasa screening, and then I haven't heard anything else about the Jay-Z sexual.
I did see a follow-up where the lawsuit that was filed was dropped because apparently the girl's father came out and even said that she was lying, that like totally discredited her story, and so fortunately, and because I didn't want to, you know, I mean, you don't want to believe one of your favorite rappers is that type of person. And obviously, it did seem a little suspect, you know. I mean, not that it couldn't have happened with, you know, everybody involved with Diddy, but it did seem like a little sus because it was like, what, you know, 20 years later and this random lawyer out of Texas files his lawsuit or whatever. Just, it seemed like an easy cash grab, like, because it would be theoretically easy to say, oh, you know what? Yeah, Jay-Z molested me like 20 years ago with Diddy, you know, like,
Yeah, that'd be a nice cash grab.
Listen, you slipped me a little bit of money. I'm gonna fucking say I lied too. No, true. Here's that house you wanted in fucking Malibu. Oh yeah, dude, I was lying like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, we got our first comment here. I'm guessing this is regarding the baby oil. Ask Garrett; he has the same amount at his house. See, that's just I don't. Okay.
So should we have half a pallet?
Should
we have a put this in your ear hole?
Yeah, I went to the big box.
Bidden on pallets of baby oil. But no, like, it's crazy to think about, though, like, how many celebrities are going to go down with Diddy because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh, dude, it's still everybody bragged about going to Diddy parties.
Yeah.
But is it going to be an Epstein list situation where we're never going to hear or know exactly what happened, because there's so many theories that have spun out from the whole Diddy thing. Like I heard that, you know, remember when Jamie Foxx, you know, had that weird like hospitalization 3 years ago? I heard people talking that it started because he was at a Diddy party and he got drugged or something and woke up in, you know, in a coma or whatever, ended up in a coma from something that happened at the Diddy party, and he was the one that tipped off the feds and launched this whole investigation.
Oh, fuck.
So there's these side stories, conspiracies going on right now.
You get in my ass bad enough to send me to the hospital, I'm probably going to tell like a little bitch too.
More than likely. But like, you got to think about it too. Like, Cat Williams came out and said about everybody getting exposed, and we all thought he was crazy. I mean, look at the shit. Mm-hmm.
True.
And you're like, holy shit, like these people that we thought were crazy as fuck are actually.
Well, it's because the people in power can make them look crazy.
That's true. These people don't need help looking crazy either, just in general. You know, like Kanye's kind of a weird, he's a musical genius, but the guy makes them crazy. Yeah.
Like his first two albums are probably my two favorite rap albums of all time.
Yeah, phenomenal albums. And then he just went off the deep end. I don't know, personally, he just went crazy.
The weirder he got, the less I listened to him.
Yep.
You said about the first two, but even My Dark Twisted Fantasy was probably one of the best rap albums I think I've ever heard in my life.
But it is a solid record.
But Kanye was very quiet in 2024, I feel like. I didn't hear much about Kanye.
Nah, he had that like one song drop with the Backstreet Boys like backing vocals.
Yeah,
well, for everybody. Song. Yeah.
Even like Ashton Kutcher was in the Diddy party, and I clicked on Monday Night Raw this morning because they did the whole Netflix thing. So I was like, oh, I want to see what's going on. Who do they show? Ashton Kutcher.
Hey, are we the cheap version of TMZ?
Timu version of TMZ.
Timu. Timu. Yeah,
this is that free shit that you get to watch on Facebook. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because Ashton Kutcher is supposedly involved in the whole Diddy thing too. Supposedly, so there's lots of.
There's so many names out there from that whole thing, but everybody's saying LeBron got plowed and Meek Mill got plowed.
And Diddy was the one doing all the plowing, or did he have like Mandingo guys there on cue to like plow these dudes too? Like,
yeah, maybe he just sat in the corner and watched.
Like, he just cocked the whole thing in the
corner. He has a special chair he sits in. I know. Listen, that thing's going 2 weeks strong at this point.
I just wonder if he forced people to listen to like songs off No Way Out, you know, when they were doing it or something, you know, if it had to be like his music. Like,
that was actually a pretty solid album. I mean,
wasn't too bad.
So Steve, let me ask you this as a DJ. As a DJ, when you're doing, you know, bars or whatever, do you play any Diddy? Yeah.
Maybe P. Diddy.
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Just, but I was like, I feel like that's too easy. They're going to go out. But it's so funny.
Like, yeah, I mean.
Even like streaming video games and playing video games right now, everybody's name's Free Diddy, Baby Oil, P. Diddy, The Diddler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's just.
So is there going to be any, well, I don't know if this would make your list for your new list of music that you're doing this year. Is there going to be anything for the new album a day that has Diddy in it? Or have you already heard all of them?
So back in the day, I really enjoyed the one song from, I don't know if it was P. Diddy at that time or Puff Daddy, but it was the Forever album, and I can't remember what song it was, but I remember when it came out, I was a huge fan of it, so I might maybe listen to that album, because I never listened to it in its entirety.
You had that fucking queued up. You've been putting some thought into that.
I did. I've been trying to like rack my brain on what I want to listen to.
Yeah. 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 And that's kind of why I asked, because, you know, most of Diddy's music's older.
So, yeah.
I didn't know if you had already heard him.
I mean, I listened to No Way Out in its entirety.
Yeah.
I think I listened to The Saga Continues in its entirety, but that was kind of like a feature album. I'm trying to think of, I can't think of his other albums off the top of my head. He had that one.
We should do a like a meme week where you just let followers pick an album a day. It's just like, yeah, you just get like fucking Rebecca Black.
I mean, I just listen to Chapel Roan. I mean,
at least she's still relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca Black, I think, just dropped a single.
Oh, God. Real quick. For Dimitrovich, I don't think they win. I think it's closer than last time, but nothing in the past fucking four games has told me that they're going to win a game. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I highly doubt I'm wrong.
Hopefully we're hiding some Arthur Smith plays here and we come out fucking.
Yeah, hopefully they find a quarterback and like three wide receivers sometime this week to come play for them.
Why did they not use him to run the ball? Or even put him
the week before he was injured.
Yeah.
I don't know what the injury was. I didn't look. Yeah, I didn't look into it. I just saw he was listed out. So I don't know if they were just giving him an extra week because the game didn't really matter.
Because my thought process was, even if you put him on the field,
Yeah, he kind of said that in his weekly interview. But Mike thinks that's going to be a bad idea for you to do a meme week. Mike, what's an album you would pick for Steve? I think he should do one for you tomorrow just to do it. Unless you've heard it, then you're not allowed. So you can get, and Steve's heard a lot of music, so you're at the fucking dick.
I tried last year for doing albums turning 25. So albums in 1999, I started going through the list of all the 1999 albums.
Wow. Damn.
I remember having the album. I don't remember a whole lot of it outside the singles, though. Yeah, but I can't say that when I was fucking 11 years old, I was sitting there listening to deep cuts. All right, Matt. As a Steelers fan, who would you have in free agency, Fields or Wilson? At this point, I'd take Fields. Looks like Wilson's fucking falling apart. But with that, it's pretty obvious that in the last two games, Tomlin basically just doesn't want anybody throwing the ball. So I would trade Tomlin for a fucking quarterback or something. I don't know. We're in fucking shambles. Okay, we have nothing to look forward to. It's nothing but a fucking crevasse of fucking emptiness for the foreseeable future. Yeah, and again, the last game, yeah, they had the fumble and the pick six. I was actually severely sick the last game. I didn't even, or the last time we played Baltimore, I didn't even watch it.
Was your AIDS acting up again? Or?
Yeah, the HIV switched to AIDS, and I just couldn't handle it.
Gotcha. Hopefully, you get over that soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna start injecting myself with money like Magic Johnson does. I think, yeah. I'm gonna hit the doctor some photos up to show me at a party as a child, and just see if I can fucking grab the coattails, get some fucking money.
In like a stroller with Diddy holding you, I don't, like I think that would be epic. Photoshop yourself in the back
of Birdman kissing Lil Wayne on the mouth. Oh God. Well, like, it seems like you don't hear anything about it.
Nah. I keep seeing, like,
except for, like, memes on yeah. online.
And, like, all the fake things that no one's ever going to believe what Diddy did in jail. And, like, click
on yeah. And like, yeah, clickbait.
I feel like it's going to be an interesting year of rap music for 2025, whenever this shit hits the fan. If it does hit the fan. I don't really think anybody's heard from Diddy. Right? I haven't seen anything.
Nah.
Diddy's talking. Diddy's, like, there's a hearing for Diddy. Nothing. So, we'll see what happens, I guess.
So, yeah.
Another big thing in 2024 was the random drones that were flying around New Jersey. That's kind of first you thought.
Yeah, it hits home for me up there. I've got, you know, bunch of friends of mine have seen them in action and stuff and been freaked out, and they're coming over, you know, they're coming straight off the ocean. They're flying for hours at a time, you know, 5-6 hours at a time. There's currently no known drones, either private or military sector. I mean, maybe the military sector, but nothing acknowledged that even has that sort of size or battery power, because these things are the size of SUVs flying in the sky for 5 hours. And then, I mean, and that is insane. Like, and there's no heat source coming off them, no heat signature. So there's like They don't even know what they're powered by. Like, how are they operating so long? How are they so damn big and hovering over towns? For what reason?
They just have fucking stealth cloaks on them. Like, I was just saying, yeah, it has to be something fucking gas powered or something like that to last that long. I know as my just as a my recreational drone, it's like half hour per battery. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, and I have like,
it is crazy.
I would say like a mid level drone, like it's not top tier by any means, but it's expensive.
So they're SUV size, and they're in the air for 5 to 6 hours. That's kind of alarming. I mean, just had that Chinese weather balloon or whatever the fuck.
Yep.
Down the coast.
Yeah.
Well, what's so fucking interesting in New Jersey? Or is it just to, like, gaslight fucking people on the ground? Oh, you didn't see no drone. So, the fuck I didn't.
Yeah, so the theory is, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, you know, it's part of it is up there in the north, you know, at least in New Jersey, you know, it's not like a very red place where people have, like, guns aplenty that they'd be shooting these things out of the sky. And I joked, like, you know, if they tried that, like, Kentucky or Tennessee or Alabama, people just be shooting them out of the sky because everybody's gun crazy. But so I think that might be part of it, that the populace is like more just like, oh, this is weird, but what am I going to do about it? But the other thing is probably the infrastructure up there. If there is something nefarious behind it with all the, you know, close proximity to New York City, these major East Coast, you know, vulnerable structures, you know, like you've got bridges and power plants and towers and all sorts of stuff. So you know, it's really kind of creepy because we just don't know, you know, if it is a foreign intelligence operation or even if it's our own, it's like, what are they preparing for or what are they trying to do to, you know, like, what's the purpose behind this and which direction is it going to roll and for whom, you know? And another wild conspiracy I heard that somebody put out, some guy that has a actual drone company, a private drone company, but not a military thing. And he's put a video out on TikTok apparently and said nothing in his known capability could do what these things are doing, that they make or that they would know existed. And they believe that it is maybe some sort of government drones. And they're looking for a lost nuclear warhead that supposedly came from Ukraine, you know, some sort of backdoor deal, and it ended up in Arizona and then was believed to be shipped somehow it ended up in Arizona and then was shipped to like the Eastern Seaboard, and these drones are supposedly trying to locate this lost nuke before it detonates or some crazy shit. But time will tell, I guess. But you know, I was thinking December 25th or New Year's 1st would have been the day for something. And of course we had some bad shit happen, but no nuclear bombs yet. So time will tell, I guess, on that. But
I love how much information you guys have on this shit, because I knew nothing outside of the fact that people saw drones.
You didn't see anything about it. My wife
I just fucking ignore it. Yeah. Like anything basically news related, I just fucking keep swiping.
Yeah, that was.
That's. Oh, I did see a thumbnail with that the other day.
Yeah, somebody tried to shoot him down and they arrested him or something. Too, I've seen. There was a bunch of crazy shit. Like we were talking, you were talking about conspiracy theories, and we were talking about like how Cat Williams and Kanye West looked crazy saying stuff, but it ended up coming true. Like I feel like there's always some kind of truth to a conspiracy theory, like even if it's so far out there.
True.
There's some truth behind it. they plan it there to hide you from something else.
Apparently Sarah wants you guys to know what I'm having for dinner. So The Brighton Hot Dog Shop has a Facebook page, and they fucking call themselves BHDS. So I left a comment on their page. I said,
"Sweet,
nobody who talks about you guys calls you BHDS." I said, "It's just HDS. How do you not know that?" And I didn't get a response. They ignored me. I'm gonna start. I'll just blow their shit up. I probably got more followers than they do. Yeah. Oh, Sheets can get fucked. Changing their fucking chili sauce. Tell the hot dog shop to give Sheets their chili. Every time I see a Sheets post, I leave a. I don't care even what it's about. I just go bring back the old chili, or I take their words and twist it into bring back the old chili. You never got a chili dog at Sheets?
I always went for the 2-for-1 with just ketchup and mustard.
So you're telling me, how old are you? 30. I'm old. Oh, I didn't realize. I was gonna say I didn't realize I was older than you. So, in your 37 years of life, you never went into Sheets just fucking annihilated, and just started clicking on everything on that fucking menu.
I mean, I have, but I don't know that Chili's ever been like a
dude.
True.
Nah, that's secure. Just let it come out. Find a sink and let it go. Waffle stomp.
No, I never. Maybe I have been drunk and ordered something chili related at Sheets. And I don't remember it, but.
So, like, in my soberness, I've never ordered a chili. When I worked at the one in Beaver Falls, we'd fucking get like 19th hole or something. And I'd have to work at 6 a.m. I'd be in there like fucking 2:30, 3 a.m.
Fuck
making me a fucking meatball sandwich and a tortilla. Like, it was my fucking people. They would make me whatever I wanted. And then I'd be rolling back in at like 5:55. Just dead to the fucking world.
Oh my God.
That was always the spot. Sheets, Park, got hammered. You went there. Eaton Park really went downhill after they took away the smoking.
Oh, and dude. Eaton Park. Nah. I remember we took my boy in there. He was all tore up, and he went to the bathroom and disappeared. And I went in to find him. He was like face first in the fucking urinal. I had to drag him out of it.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never been that wasted that I perp like end up with my face in a toilet or urinal. That's just
yeah.
Like,
I just put mine in the fucking concrete.
Fuck yeah. Damn. Fuck. Oh shit, dude.
We used to have wild times. Like think about it. Like we had, I don't know if we had anything on Monday, but Tuesday we had Beer Pong Tuesday.
Damn.
We used to go to a friend's house.
Yeah.
And just get annihilated playing beer pong. Wednesdays we had.
Shout out DP. Yeah.
We'd hook it up, drink out of that all Wednesday, and then if there was anything left on Thursday, we'd drink a little bit before we went out to
Sal's. Well, so you always went to Sal's first.
Yeah, they had dollar.
And then you had to get to the 19th hole before 11 o'clock, before the pitcher sale ended. And we'd walk in, we'd get $5 pitchers. So we'd walk in, we'd get like two or three $5 pitchers, and I'd be drinking out of that fucking pitcher the whole night instead of a cup.
Yeah, and then half the time it would be, we're out of pitchers, but we'll just give you like a couple to make up for it. Like whatever. And then Friday, Saturday, we used to just get annihilated on the weekend. Oh, man. They were
to the worst albums of all time. Well, he said he wanted to make it bad. You should make him listen to the Jimmy Fallon album from like 1997.
Oh God,
the one that had like Girlfriend or whatever on it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what made that pop in my head. It just fucking, it's there though.
Damn.
Did you listen to the new Teddy Swims?
I haven't listened to the new Teddy Swims.
Put it on the board.
Yeah, The Bathroom Wall from 2002. Idiot Boyfriend. I forgot about that.
Damn, that was a fucking, I had to dig deep for that motherfucker. Yeah. I have been playing that Indiana Jones game lately though, so I know how to dig some shit up.
Man, I still haven't played it yet. I've been meaning to fire it up and play it, you know, check it out with my
kids. The first hour of it is kind of repetitive, and then like I was just playing it before I got on here, and it like starts to open up like you're actually like digging and like trying to find shit.
How far until you start killing Nazis? Because that's like all.
Oh, I've been beating the fuck out of them.
Oh, awesome.
And you can just pick up random shit and just beat the fuck out of them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, like everything around you is a weapon.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's sweet.
I can't get
away. Now, you do get a revolver, but I, yeah, so you get a revolver in the game, but I used it to beat the fuck out of two guys and it broke, so I don't have a gun anymore.
Oh, okay. So you got to wait.
So if you do play the game, don't use your revolver to beat people.
Beat people, yeah.
Yeah, you have to like constantly pick items up.
Oh, sweet.
I might have to try it. Like I said, I can't.
It's free on Game Pass.
You can't break away from Call of Duty.
I tried playing Marvel Rivals. It's good. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I got shit on. I was like, oh, Spider-Man. Fuck yeah. I went into Spider-Man and just got shit on.
Oh, shit.
And then Fortnite.
I like the OG Fortnite.
They lose me at the building part. Like I just want to shoot people, so I don't know.
And like as bad as Warzone is, I'm still having fun in multiplayer trying to grind camos, even though like I'm almost at the end of grinding now. Multiplayer is fun, even though it's hard to just straight play Nuketown.
Yeah.
And I like to shit talk on people. So they'll make comments in the chat and I'll just click on my pedal and be like, oh.
You ever watch, I think I sent you iLumpy on TikTok.
Yeah,
oh my God, that's my fucking guy. I've never sent him any money or anything, but he's like the only streamer I'll watch.
Watch Lucci too. Lucci's funny as hell.
Okay.
I'll send you one of his TikToks. He's pretty funny. He does a lot of like trolling. So like the one, it was like he made a video and it was like some bot in a Call of Duty Warzone lobby, and he was like, oh, I found a little kid that's on his first time on Warzone, and the kid's talking, and he's like, hey buddy, he's like, what are you thankful for? And he's like, oh, I'm thankful my mom bought me this game, and he goes, all right, well enjoy it, and just shoots him in the face.
I always like the videos where they like find a kid and they're like, oh, let me show you this like cool thing in the game, and they like take like, oh, put this backpack on your head, and they just shoot him in the fucking face.
Yeah, fucking great. I like the trolling, but whenever I control, I don't like it.
Nah, that makes me fucking break controllers. Oh, dude, that's the only reason I don't like playing multiplayer. Like, I'll play multiplayer, but, like, when you just get killed, like, 17 times in a row without moving, it's rough.
So, I just did the camo grinds to get diamonds on sniper rifles on Newtown.
Yeah.
It was the most miserable. I probably took me a month to do it, and it was fucking miserable.
Oh, sure. So,
like the extent of my sniper rifle.
I fucking love the crossbow. Yeah.
Yeah, the crossbow is a lot of fun.
No, I like using snipers. I haven't. I couldn't get used to the movement on the new version, the Black Ops 6 or whatever the fuck this one is. Then I had my cousin kind of fuck with my settings to where it was somewhat back to normal because I just couldn't. I couldn't like get my guy to just sprint. He just kept like stuttering, and I got someone to fix it. So like I'm willing to play it now because I basically just let it sit there for a month because I couldn't stand the movement. Oh yeah. Yeah, there's always people who know how to take advantage. Some people are just born to game. Yeah, I just enjoy getting pissed off while I do it. That's how I relax. That's why we like women. Yeah, they annoy us, but my wife earlier was like, "Oh yeah, you gotta do a stupid podcast," and I was like, "Don't worry." I was like, "You're gonna listen to it." She said, "No, I'm gonna put it on every speaker in this house." Yeah. Meanwhile, my girlfriend's in the chat having a full conversation with her sister. Yeah, hanging out, you know. Should be Facebook and driving, Sarah. Yeah, Sarah, the fuck.
Not safe.
So anything you're looking forward to in 2025?
Concerts. I'm always looking forward to concerts. I don't necessarily go to one a month, but I definitely go to more than 12 a year. Yeah, I mean, like, I hit them pretty hard in the summer, and then, like, winter's kind of slow. Like, I went to one in December, but other than that, I don't think I had any in November. I had one in October.
I haven't really seen anything that sparked my interest coming next year so far, or this year. Post Malone show, I'm kind of
Post Malone is very good in concert. That was actually my son's first concert. I took him 2 years ago. So you take like Post Malone's typical music. Now this one's going to be different because it's probably gonna be a lot of country because he just dropped that collab album, but all of his songs are a little bit heavier. Like it's more of like a rock, like, and like he does like, you know, like the hard growling and stuff like during his songs. I thought he was very, very good in concert.
I'd go see Post Malone. I mean, and I'm not like, you know, I'm not a huge country fan, but I really like the probably like the first half of his new album is phenomenal. Like, with like, I don't know,
I haven't even listened to it yet.
You should definitely put it on. If you guys haven't heard it, listen. I mean, the first like 8 or 10 songs are all pretty much bangers. And then I mean, it's not, the rest of the album's not bad. It's just not as good. It's not as strong as the first half to me. Like those are probably like the first 8 songs are definitely single worthy songs, like, but they're all really good.
I think I listened to it in its entirety like twice the first day it came out, and I really liked it. Like, it was a very solid country album, but I've been meaning to get back and revisit it and listen to it again.
Billy Joel's coming.
Billy Joel is coming. Shit.
It's the same show that I saw in Cleveland last year.
The BJ Rod concert.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Rod Stewart came out, and every woman there over the age of 45 was going fucking crazy.
Dude, I remember, okay, my best friend's mom growing up was like, would always talk about, like, she was an Italian lady, and she was like, you know, I don't understand these women that think how, you know, that look at Rod Stewart and think he's sexy, because he's not. And now the guy's probably like the age, and you're telling me that women were still going nuts over this old.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They were fucking going crazy. I was telling my mom about the concert like the next day or like a couple days after, and she was like, "Yeah, well, he's been a sex symbol for 40 or 50 years." I'm like, "Okay, well,
but the who? What the fuck? Yeah, like, but even back in the '80s, you look at him, he's like, I don't know, he just kind of looked, just kind of like a fugly looking dude. But I mean,
fuck, Eleanor, keep it in your pants.
Damn.
Yeah. I was surprised how many of his songs I knew.
I'm trying to think, like, off the top of my head. I know Forever Young. There's the one with Celine Dion, right? My Heart.
We'll Go On. No. They remix it? I don't know. I feel like he had one with Celine Dion. I think you're wrong. Or the Wake Up Maggie song or whatever.
Maggie May.
Well, that's not a bad one, but I mean, I don't know, man. It's like
First Cut is the Deepest, Forever Young.
Oh, that was a Rod Stewart song? Shit. I mean, I know Forever Young, but First Cut.
Yeah. Tonight's the Night.
I'm thinking of You're in My Heart.
Yeah, You're in My Heart's one. You're in My Heart.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will Ed Sheeran go down as like the modern Rod Stewart, like, because you know they both got that.
As long as he doesn't go down as the fucking modern Diddy, I think he'll be doing that.
we'll leave that to
Sarah, can you calm the fuck down while you're driving home with my dinner? Okay.
Yeah, you got those precious wieners there. You don't want to lose them.
You keep those wieners contained and just get your ass home.
Yeah, keep the wieners in the pants, you know. Or in the bag.
Metallica, Limp Bizkit, and Ice Nine Kills.
Might try to trip down for that. Well, they're playing Columbus, sure, too, aren't they?
They're playing the festival, but I didn't see Limp Bizkit.
You're what, near Nashville, right, Todd?
Yeah, I'm close to Nashville, so.
Yeah, what the fuck, May 3rd, May 1st.
How far?
Ooh, it's on a Saturday? The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see what...
What are they sitting at now, recent, or as of last time you looked, what were they looking like?
We're still like 200 nosebleed, I think. But I've never seen Metallica, and they're probably on my list of people I need to see.
Yeah, it would be cool.
They're down to 115 for nosebleed.
Oh, that's not bad.
Dude, just buy a day of.
I want to see. I
refuse to go if Corey Feldman's opening for him. I don't know if you've seen those videos for him opening for them. What?
No, I haven't. But that sounds I want to see. I paid just to see that. It sounds like.
It is the worst thing I have ever seen. Like, he was getting made fun of that he wasn't actually playing his guitar.
Oh, and my God. What?
He was trying to do guitar solos, and he's just touching random shit.
No way.
And he kept getting called out online. So Fred Durst brought him out on stage during their set to have him do a second solo
to prove
that he was actually playing it. But he thinks he's, like, fucking killing it.
Wow. Or is he really trolling everybody?
No, he's fucking retarded. He's not trolled.
Man. I didn't see that.
I did not see that, but I want to see.
Ever since I've seen Limp Bizkit burn down Woodstock, they were like up here of who I wanted to see live. And we bought tickets to Blue Ridge Rock Festival. Limp Bizkit was supposed to perform there. They canceled. And that was the closest chance of getting a Woodstock-ish burn down.
Yeah.
But I seen them and they played at the Crivelli Center in Youngstown with Young Gravy and Orgasm UK. And it was a really good show.
I'm looking at, like I was saying, Metallica's playing Columbus. So like a day or two after as part of that festival, it's Linkin Park, Incubus, Jimmy World, Hoobastank. Dude, I fucking love Hoobastank.
But Link, man, I don't know. I don't think I go see like Linkin Park. You know, they like. I mean, why even? You know, they changed to this. Not that I have anything against a female vocalist.
I have to see it before I can.
I don't even want to listen to it. I'm just like, I don't know why. Like, they should have renamed the band or something.
At the same time, it would make me so mad that I never seen Chester.
Yeah, yeah.
But if she goes out there and kills it, okay.
First, I was kind of like, what the fuck? And the more I listened and she hit some of those screams, I was like, okay.
I don't know. It just seems very woke to me, you know, like to totally flip that. And, you know, she's some sort of extreme, like, Scientologist chick, too. It's like, and I know most of the celebrities are, you know, like Tom, like, yeah. You know, like, Tom Cruise style.
God, I gotta say, I love the fucking amount of detail you got on shit.
I listen, you know. I read a lot, so I just try. I don't know. I just pack it all.
I know nothing about her besides she's a fucking female. I didn't even know her name until Steve just said it.
She's from the band Dead Sarah.
Right? Yeah, I was surprised they didn't go with what's his face from. Oh my God! Why is it slipping? I just saw him in concert, fucking last year. I don't know. I lost it. We have to look it up now.
It's funny because, like, the lead singer of Orgy, of all people, like, broke the news that they had a female. That Linkin Park was
coming. Oh, that's right. Female singer,
and everybody was like, "What the fuck does he know? Like, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
Maybe he's like friends with somebody in the band or something.
It was a lead singer from Sum 41.
Oh, I did hear that.
Derek Whibley, yeah.
Yeah, I did hear Derek.
Yeah, because he did a show or something with them. He was pretty good.
Yeah, they had a bunch of people fill in. I know Ollie from Bring Me the Horizon did a couple songs with them live. They had a couple different things going on. So when they went female wise, it was kind of like nobody knew who the fuck she was.
Yeah.
I never listened to her previous band, Dead. I think it's Dead Sarah. Dead Sarah or something. Might have to check them out.
Alright, if you recommend, I don't know, maybe. You tell me, like, whatever, like, what her top song is, like, her top Linkin Park song on the new album. I'll listen to it just on your recommendation, Steve. Just to,
my favorite,
if you're vouching for it, I'll give it a spin.
Is either Heavy as a Crown, or I like Heavy as a Crown. The Emptiness Machine is good. I think maybe song on the album.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl.
I'm going to need a full breakdown next time we do this. Todd, fucking perspective.
I'll listen to a handful of those songs and give you guys an honest review.
I just listened to that Zach Top album today.
I don't even know who Zach Top is, but
he's a country guy. But
okay. Like,
it sounds like
it's like 90s.
And that album is really good.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the country genre is like every time you turn around, there's like another hit country star that just came out last week and you've never heard of. It's like, which I mean, I guess hip hop was kind of like that in like the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, you had all these like Cash Money millionaires and shit. That,
No Limit.
Every day there was a fucking new Limit album coming out. But I feel like everybody and their mother is a country star. And it, you know, I've never been a huge country guy. I mean, you know, I like, you know, some of the, you know, of course, like Johnny Cash and, you know, some stuff like that. Like, old school, you know, country and a little bit of the newer stuff, but I don't know if it, and I don't want to sound like racist when it comes to country, but is it like, or not racist, I guess maybe classist, but it's like, is it the easiest form of music to break into? Just like, you know,
yes,
just have a sob song and a couple chords and you know, and people just eat this shit up. Is it?
That's why when everybody's career dies, they go to country.
I mean, that's what it seems like, but I don't want to like cheapen the genre and be like, oh, this is crap. But it seems like everybody just jumps in that pool because it just seems so exploitative to do it. And I feel like I could, you know, put out a couple country songs in like, you know, within a month, you know, and probably, you know, and just be like, you know, up there. Like, not that I know how to play an instrument, but I just feel like it's just like anybody can do it. You know, I don't know.
Just. Corey Feldman does and just fucking slaps some strings.
The world of like discovering new music and things is so different nowadays. Like, there's always going to be a next this, next that, because you're not digging to find stuff now. It's readily available. Like, you look on TikTok and there's so many people. Like, my wife likes Jesse Murph, which she put up on TikTok, and now she's like a huge name in music.
Dude, you don't even need a record label now.
Yeah.
And Chance the Rapper was one of that shit fucking 10 years ago before all this social media shit.
But he somehow won a Grammy too, and I still haven't, think I listened to a couple songs of that album, and I was like, oh.
What if Diddy gets out of the slammer and goes country? Let me plow your back 40.
He'll be wearing like assless chaps with a lasso.
Last ride is a diddler.
Back in the day, like up and coming rappers, they had to stand at New York City and hand out mixtapes. Hey, listen to my shit.
True.
Walmart or the mall parking lot. Hey, check out my mixtape.
I remember walking like downtown Manhattan and bought a CD, and I've used $5-$10, whatever the fuck it was, and half of it had songs on it and the rest were all just blank.
Oh shit.
I was like, okay, you got me. And I didn't even understand it. Like, just fucking say there's only 6 songs on there. What the fuck do I care?
Yeah. Don't tell me a whole album. Tell me it's a whole album.
True.
How was the mixtape?
It wasn't that bad. There was a couple songs that we enjoyed, but I I remember I had a purple shirt, and it said, I think it said Light Music Paper backwards on it. But I also bought a mixtape from somebody in Manhattan, New York, that was absolutely fucking garbage. So it was like trying to be DMX, like yelling on a track, but none of it made sense. Like kind of like
dogs barking in the background.
Like recorded it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even like something they edited in. His dogs are just fucking hungry.
Yeah. But like nowadays, you could just be like, oh, I'm going to write a rap, put it on TikTok. And people would be like, oh, like 2 million views.
I'm telling you, man, once you get some shit to like get some shares, like I had two posts in the last week that had like fucking millions of views. So even if you're bad, if people just want to laugh at you, they're going to share it. So it doesn't even matter. I make more money on Facebook from negativity than I ever will from like positive shit.
True.
Like people that want to go on there and bash the Steelers or, you know, bash my take. Oh, they can't wait to like come give their opinion. I'm like, yeah, bring it. And then I just sit there and like bait them in. I just keep like arguing with them. And then when it gets to the point that I'm annoyed or tired of it, I just let them know that I'm making money off of every comment, and they stop talking to me.
Back to the mixtape thing, I was going to say, like, I was thinking, like, when I was in high school, before Eminem, before anybody knew who he was, a friend of mine gave me a copy of the Slim Shady LP before it was, like, a release. Like, he was like, hey, my uncle, you know, like works for this, you know, record company. He got this, like this up, you know, this guy's going to be hot soon, you know, and gave me the CD, you know, and then I was like, holy shit. And then, you know, just blew up obviously when it came out officially, but
be nice to have that now.
Yeah. I don't know where the fuck it is now. I mean, I'm sure I probably have the CD in like my, you know, my case somewhere in the garage, but I, as far as like actually having the case and everything to it. Yeah. Well, yep.
That's what I was thinking about the other day, too. Like, when people discredit Eminem on being the, like, best rapper ever, which I think he's probably the best. I don't think there's anything that's ever going to
touch
him on wordplay. Wordplay,
no. Definitely no. Oh, fuck no. He's...
And, like, everybody, like, discredits this person or that person. Like, they'll say, Eminem's not the greatest. Check out this. Or check out that. But you've never heard of Eminem having a ghostwriter. Like, all these other rappers. Like,
all of them.
Which people say is the greatest rapper of all time. Has been said to have a ghostwriter. Nobody's ever going to be like, oh, I ghostwrote for Eminem. Because everybody's like,
yeah.
No, you're right. I don't think he writes half. I mean, I think it just comes right out of his mouth, most of it, too, you know? So it's like, Jay-Z claims never to write anything either, but I don't know how true. I mean, you know, he's a good lyricist, but, I mean, you know.
But that was the thing with him, too, whenever he was, like, up and coming, was everybody was like, oh, he got Notorious B.I.G.'s rhyme book.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mean, people said that a lot, but to me, like after Biggie, you know, cause like growing up, like, I mean, like I liked a lot of West Coast rap too, but you know, growing up in the East, you know, in the East Coast, you know, like, you know, Biggie hit really hard. And then when he died, you know, I feel like Jay-Z was like, you know, kind of carrying on his kind of, you know, in the same vein of his kind of carrying on his legacy. So I also like Jay-Z's stuff, you know, in a positive way that way. But, you know, of course you had like Wu-Tang Clan are still going and, but you know, yeah, absolutely.
There's not very many rappers this day and age that I'm like, oh, like they dropped the album and I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this. Like it's all old stuff and I'm like, oh, okay. Like I want to
True.
Whenever he first dropped, but like his new album,
That's your Super Bowl act this year.
We'll see. Yeah. See, I like Kendrick Lamar, but like you gotta, I haven't listened to his new, or I think, yeah, I haven't actually played his new album, but like for him to do a Super Bowl, like most of his his music's good, but it's usually, you know, it's very, you know, social commentary about stuff. So it's like for him to, you know, perform at the Super Bowl, like, I don't know, he doesn't have a whole lot of songs to like rile people up. Like, I don't know. It's like one of like Kendrick Lamar, you kind of have to be in the mood to listen to stuff unless I'm missing something. Like maybe he's got some newer songs that are just more kind of like bangers and just kind of like conscious rap. But and I'm not opposed to that.
Like you said, there's not a lot like thinking about it. Like what is he going to perform at the Super Bowl? And I can't really like off the top of my head think of like anything that's like super like get the crowd amped up kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick is one of them people like along with J. Cole that I found back when I was like digging for rap music was J. Cole's The Warm Up came out on Hip Hop DX, the website, and it was like something like a must listen to, and it was his mixtape called The Warm Up, and I listened to it, and I was like, this dude's really good at rapping, he's a phenomenal lyricist, the beats are good, everything, and then like, same with Kendrick. Kendrick had Overly Dedicated at the time, and that was another one that I was like, this is really good. And then I've kind of followed them through their careers. Like, Kendrick's always going to be a good lyricist, and everybody's going to try to dig and dig for what he's trying to say in his music because he always has some underlining meaning to it. But I kind of fell off of J. Cole as he got more popular because he didn't seem as hungry, I guess is the right term. Coming up as he did when he was coming up. Kendrick's always kind of just been the same. Like new rappers though, like Lil Durk, I'm trying to think of the baby, Lil Baby. There's like I like, but I can't like fully get into it.
That would be the worst. Like you're sitting there just playing people's requests. And you're like, fuck's sake.
And I mean, there's a lot of songs too. Like whenever I do DJ, that I'm like, the first time I hear it, I'm like, what the fuck? Like this is terrible. And then the more times I hear it, I'm like, okay, it's kind of catchy. But like, at the same time, like that Chapel Roan was one of them that, which was probably like one of the most requested songs of last year, was that Hot to Go. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. And like the more I played it, I was like, oh, fuck. I couldn't find myself singing it.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift's another one. Like,
yeah, she's.
A little kid party, and it was straight up to Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
You gotta charge extra for kid parties.
Yeah.
Now on Young Gravy, solid. I like Young Gravy. I like his,
I've never really listened to him.
No.
Listen to DMP.
Sounds dirty, I'm in.
Solid song. So we said concerts or something we were looking forward to in 2025. Anything else?
Yeah. I know there's a bunch of comedy stuff happening in 2025. I know.
Happy
Oh, yeah, Happy Gilmore 2.
I hope they don't fuck it up.
They will. I mean, if they're not basically making it exactly like the original, it's not going to be good.
I still
because you figure his style of movie was completely different back then compared to what it is now.
But, you know, but I think there, you know, there could still be a market to revisit that style of movie, because I think a lot of people still watch those old Adam Sandler movies and want that back. Like, I'd love to see a sequel to Billy Madison. I mean, I know it'll never happen. It would be, but it would be like ridiculous as hell if they did make that movie again, you know. But
it's like the timeless classics, like they're on TV and you can't skip them. Like, you're like, oh, okay, like I've seen this movie a couple of times, but whatever, I'll let it play again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's something you can, you know what's coming the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can almost quote it.
It's still fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in seeing like what kind of crazy shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Well, we ended 2024 with a bang, so see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, see how many more cyber trucks explode and you know. Well, or the, you know, or the way they had like, oh, well, you know, it's, the car's designed to lock you in when it explodes. Like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like,
well, you don't want to get thrown from it.
Yeah.
You spend all this money on a Cybertruck, you might as well enjoy it while it blows up. Come on.
It blows up. Or like, you know, they were like, yeah. The whole thing too there is like, oh, the guy's body was burned beyond recognition, but we have his military ID and his guns in here that he shot himself in the back of the head with before he blew himself up in front of Trump Tower. Like, what? Like, what the fuck is going on, man? You know, like, yeah, if his bones are burnt to a crisp, like, how is that shit surviving? Like, what? I don't know. There's a lot of unanswered questions there, and the no motive either. It seems very strange. Like, you know, he
anything really like else about it other than like when it happened.
It's apparent. Yeah, I guess like yeah, the media's not really saying a lot about it. I guess a lot of the stuff's coming out on X about it, but it's kind of strange. Like, you know, the him and the New Orleans guy were both from the same, both served at the same military base. There's no known link that they knew each other, but they also both rented their vehicles from Turo, the app, which makes that gives them a hell of a commercial, you know.
Yeah, come get this explosive deal.
Our deal's so hot, people are blowing up for him, you know? Like,
find him on Facebook and keep commenting on other posts.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, the whole thing's strange. Like, you know, in the theory, too, like, you know, okay, because it can drive itself, the cyber truck. So the theory is like, you know, somebody put this guy in there, you know, used him as a patsy, shot him in the back of the head, and then drove the car, you know, drove the truck right there and blew it up, you know, which is possible. I mean, they do drive themselves. So.
Yeah, someone programmed it to do something.
Yeah. Very sketchy. Yep. Yeah.
24/7.
You got some wieners ready to put in his mouth. You gotta jump on that, you know.
What's your go-to order?
Oh, chili mustard onion on the hot dogs and chili onion fry.
Oh hell yeah.
Chili cheese onion. I usually go two hot dogs, chili cheese onion, and burger with chili
sweet cheese. Oh nice. Yeah, there you go. That's it.
Next time we go, I'll have to try the burger. Oh, so good. Oh man. their chili is freaking fire, and I'm not a huge chili. Or going back to you talking about chili earlier, like, well, you got to be in the mood for it. But like, you know, when I tried their chili dog, I was like, man, this is a really good chili, like on their chili dog, which, you know, because I like homemade chili or whatever, but I never really like put on my hot dogs at home. But man, the hot dog shop has a fire fucking chili dog for sure. I did not. I saw it on the menu, but I know. Damn, I gotta try that.
It's borderline Cincinnati shit.
Well, it's got to. Well, I know I can vouch because, like, I tried. You know, I tried the Skyline chili. Made the mistake of trying it, and that chili is straight. It's not even as good as what you get out of a can of chili. Like, how the fuck? You have an entire restaurant chain based on this weak ass chili. Like, it just tastes generic. Like, it's made in a factory. I expected it to be like good chili, but it was not good chili.
No, it's commercialized like water.
Yeah, it's like
it's very soupy. Chili.
It is not good. Damn. You're better off. There's better shit in Kentucky than, just avoid Skyline chili. It's not worth it. And the 5 pounds of cheese they put on top of the shit, too. It's like it was an insane amount of cheese they put on top of the. I mean, it was too much cheese, man.
All right, boys. Hey, good talk. Definitely. We figure out some new topics and maybe ban Crucial from coming into the lives and saying shotgun 35 times.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe if we do this on a weekend night or something, we can make his wish come true, you know?
Old make a wish Crucial. All right, boys. Yeah, no shit. All right, good talk.
All right, good talk, boys.
See ya.
See ya.